Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. And it seems like we're always talking about things that are sort of quintessentially Utah, whether or not it's like legislating polygamy or chatting about our silly liquor laws and
the war
whatnot.
On porn.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure.
Not being able to drink a beer and watch an R-rated movie, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And my buddy Alex, a neighbor of mine, went to a show at the Depot on Saturday, and he came back with a story that I thought, you know what? This is kind of an only in Utah thing. So he was going to see the band OAR, mm-hmm. Kind of like a jam bandy.
Total frat boy jam band.
Yeah. Wear your 3-bar hat.
Yep.
Like while they're in the intermission, they talk about the dead show that they saw recently. All right, but the opening band was a band called The Hunts. And The Hunts sound like this.
I can see a sunrise. Call me out from the dark, cause I'm broken inside.
All right, and so this is a story about them. So this is my buddy.
The opening band, The Hunts, came out, and they gave us a short little description. They said we're 7 brothers and sisters playing. And we noticed during the first song, there was only 5 of them. And it just kind of struck us as a little odd. And there were 2 extra spaces set up for other instruments to be played. And they just told us after the first song that because of the law, two of them were under 21 years old, they weren't allowed in the bar, even though they were going to be playing. So they were not allowed in the Depot.
Now, I'm sure that Utah isn't the only place in the country where this is the case, where if you're not 21, you know, you can't even set foot in a bar.
Right.
Even if you are the band at a music venue who are supposed to perform.
Right. Well, because there's the liquor law, and I don't think that the venue would want to risk losing their license.
Yeah. But, you know, they were not informed is the point.
Right.
That's
you would
one
think that
thing.
That
yes,
was something that would be
up.
Cleared beforehand, right?
Yes.
So.
And and there is a difference between the performers performing. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, Hanson, how old were they when they played?
Probably 10 to 15. The Jackson 5.
Like, yes, all of these bands played in places where they served liquor.
Uh-huh.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no question about it. They were allowed to perform.
Uh-huh.
Were they given, was Michael Jackson given shots when he was 9 years old? No, the answer is no.
Right.
So why can't we figure that out here?
It's an interesting thing. That didn't even cross my mind. I don't know.
It's just another person who has visited our fine, fair state, our beautiful, beautiful mm-hmm. state, mm-hmm. as you put it, Lindsay, mm-hmm. and leaves their head shaking. Like, right. what was the point of that?
Right.
Why wasn't I allowed to perform?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like I said, it was something that never crossed my mind until Alex brought it up.
It was just a very hashtag, and he was just kind of like, ugh, well, all right. That's another thing where if I explain this story to someone out of state, they go, man, you guys are crazy there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
A hashtag only in Utah moment.